Here we go with our Nemaha Central locker room chat here tonight. It's presented by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, Haug Seed as well. Brandon Tamman, we're joined now by Thunder football coach. That is Michael Glatzik. Always appreciate the time. And, Coach, just so much to dissect in the win last week against Royal Valley, and we'll talk about it here over the next few minutes. But, obviously, you go into a season, the success that your team has had over the last couple of years, but I assume everything's kind of the same when you start a new season. You have certain goals, you have certain expectations, and then last week with that win, you check off a couple boxes. The first ever Big East League championship, also a district championship as well, clinched. Obviously, it says a bunch about your coaching staff, you, your team, to have this success. But just talk about that aspect and being able to check off a few of those boxes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So far, this is such a fun team to coach. They're gritty kids. They're a bunch of kids that love each other, hang out with each other outside of school, lean on each other. Obviously we knew that during the summer, with how close they were. My four of the coaches have done a great job, just coaching them up, just more than just football coaching, coaching about life, and obviously what can happen after football. The three seniors, right now that are suited up have done awesome so far. We got hit with the injury bug early. Obviously you can never plan for injuries. But this group has just excelled with that. The next man up mentality started last year, a couple years ago for us. And, this year, obviously the same boat. Like I said, those three juniors with the Norris kid being out have done tremendous leadership, have helped out with the juniors and sophomores, and then the juniors have stepped up in that leadership role to help out those short seniors, the four seniors. And then, obviously we got to play a couple sophomores because of that. And, those kids have stepped up big time, in some important roles. And so I'm excited to see kind of how the playoff run will happen. Obviously we are in a tough, two-way east side. There's five or six teams that can definitely make a run at it. I think we're tested early with that big east, new league. Phenomenal teams in there. There's never an easy game. And, just like I told the guys last Monday, said this is a different Royal Valley team, and Royal Valley showed it. Hats off to Coach Boucher. They're fast, they're physical, they're huge up front. They gave us a test first half, and our kids kind of buckled down and had a great second half.
Thunder right now sitting at 6-1, number two ranking in Class 2A. I want to talk about your quarterback Carter Hike, reigning 2A Offensive Player of the Year. Of course, winning the state championship a year ago, and he's one of those few kids that I just got kind of written down as statistically each and every week it's gonna be up there in terms of, the area athletes that we cover and an opportunity to be the athlete of the week. But what he did last week against Royal Valley, I was like, well, kind of got to put him in there now and make him an athlete of the week. And you called it one of the best performances you have ever seen. 20 carries for 396 yards and 6 touchdowns. Obviously a great kid, tremendous athlete, and just a wonderful football player. But what was it like watching that performance in real time?
Yeah, it was awesome. I had a lot of people reach out to me and said, oh my gosh, coach, there's five guys on him and he still makes it happen. A couple of times he misread the play. He had to dodge a tackler, stiff arm a guy, and then all of a sudden he's dodging four other guys and running for 60 yards. He's just a playmaker. He's one of those kids that gets tougher, runs harder throughout the game. Most kids take some shots. They kind of wind down. They get tired. They get sore throughout the game mentally, physically. But Carter's the exact opposite. He gets tougher. As he's closing in on 30 carries a game, whatever it is, that 34th carry of the game is probably going to be his hardest run, mentally and physically, so you can't really coach that. That comes from him, from working hard in the off season, working hard during the season. He loves the weight room. And first thing, he's going to give credit to his kids, on the O-line, on the receivers. I told the receivers last week, I said, we have to be better at perimeter blocking. And I think those kids took that to the next level this past Friday night.
Well, yeah, talk about the line and the receivers again having a lot to do in that regard, helping him gain those yards, just the production and the growth that you have seen. You had to replace some really good pieces from the offensive line a year ago, and then those guys essentially just step in and kind of pick up where you guys left off.
You go back to week one, Marysville game. They smacked us in the mouth. We couldn't get anything going offensively. They kind of ran through us defensively, and I told the coaches, said, guys, it's going to take us 4 to 6 weeks, to kind of get this O-line gel down. Obviously we've got Carter in the backfield. We had two, returning offensive line, but again, those two guys are new spots this year. So really really their brand new O-linemen. So these kids are finally starting to hit their stride. They're starting to mesh together. They're starting to communicate more and more, which is obviously that's obviously what you need to do on the O-line with techniques and calls. And, you know, and like I said earlier, I'm like really excited to see how they continue to keep growing, you know, and hopefully we can make a deep run this year in the playoffs.
Nemaw Central football coach Michael Gladsett got him here for a few more minutes. We'll talk about their week 8 opponent tomorrow night. That's ACCHS. We'll do it after a break here on KMZA. We got a few more minutes here with Nemaw Central football coach. That is Michael Gladsick. It is presented by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed. The Thunder, 6-1, won the Big East League Championship, a district championship already secured. So you know where you're going to be in the bracket in terms of the first round of the playoffs. Opponent, you know, still appears to be determined, but you still got to wrap up the regular season. Still a district opponent. You go on the road. You see a Tigers team in ACCHS. Certainly they got some talent, and they can run the football, good size. What can you tell us about your opponent for tomorrow night?
Yeah, Coach Stegmaier does a great job prepping them, planning them. You know, they're a downhill running team. They got a couple good kids, running backs, that'll make you miss, run over you. You know, I told the kids this can't be a trap game. You know, we just came off the district championship, league championship, you know, looking forward to the playoffs. But we have to focus on us this Friday. You know, we got to do our job. You know, offensively, defensively, special teams, we got to keep continuing to get better. We got to climb that ladder. We got to play fast. We got to play physical. So I'm excited to see how we kind of handle that road atmosphere. You know, it's senior night over in Effingham, so they're going to play hard for those seniors. They're going to have a great crowd there. So hopefully it's kind of a playoff atmosphere where our kids can handle it and we can come home with a win.
Yeah, how crucial is it to not have a letdown? I mean, take a win or a loss out the door, but just, you know, for you and your coaches, making sure you see your kids put still a four-quarter game together, keeping the momentum rolling into the first round of the playoffs next week. How important is that to see that from your team this week?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, we told them yesterday, you're guaranteed two more games. You know, so we got to practice like that. We got to play like that. Every single play, you know, everything's got to be clean. You got to play fast. Every single play, whether it's on the offensive side, defensive side, or special teams, you got to play physical. And, you know, hopefully, hopefully we can do that. And like I said, the key to this week was climb the ladder. We got to keep continuing to get better in all three assets of the game. And instead, hopefully we can make a deep run.
Finally, Coach, give us a couple key contributing factors for this game tomorrow night at ACCHS. What's it going to take to get a win?
You know, we got to eliminate those road distractions. You know, it's an over an hour bus ride, you know, against record wise, who's not very good, but they've had a tough schedule, you know, in the district. So, like I said, we got to focus on us this week. We got to do our job, every single play, for four quarters, you know, and like I said, hopefully we can get that job done.
There it is. Michael Gladsick, Nemaha Central football coach. Thunder coming off the big win against Royal Valley. They'll wrap up the regular season tomorrow night at ACCHS. Thunder have already clinched the league championship and district championship here in 2024. Obviously looking to defend not once, but twice the 2A state championship. Coach, first off, congrats on the success so far. Obviously still a lot to play for, but good luck tomorrow night, and we'll talk to you again one more time next week.
All right. Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate all you do.